Cape Talk DIY.
It's a specialist slot today on Magna Boards. We're delighted to have two guests with us to discuss it in detail. Dave Lindup, MD of Magna Boards, and Archie Gallant, their technical guy, who has come in to answer any of your technical questions. Welcome to both of you.
Good day.
Afternoon.
So usually Angelo D'Ambrosio joins us for the segment and he answers all our DIY questions, but he is down with a spot of flu. So a shout out to you, Angelo, if you are listening and you have lost your voice. So get well soon. We wish you all the best and we'll see you next week, Thursday. For those who are not familiar about what Magna Boards are, I being one of them, tell us how long have you been around for and what are they?
Okay, Magna Board is... The company's been around for about 7 years or so. Magna Board is a magnesium oxide board, which is manufactured in Asia. And the reason for that is because the raw material is abundant in that area.
Right.
Okay. The board itself is totally recyclable. So it's a green product in that it's recyclable. It's made at room temperature. There's no reason for any furnace or any heating as the board gets made. It's a product that can be used internally or externally. So it's a building board that can be used to build a house, to build schools, hospitals, or warehouses. It's a very versatile piece of building material.
Is it like a drywall?
It's very similar to drywalling, but the actual board itself is so much stronger, and that's why it can be used as the external wall of the building. Its main property being that it's 100% fireproof, it's unaffected by water, it won't allow mold or mildew to grow onto it, so it's a board that can be used in many different situations.
What's the insulation like if it is used to build a house?
Normally what happens is the board is built on a steel frame or a timber frame, and the gap between the two boards which form the wall is filled with insulation. So the board itself has certain thermal properties which are quite good, but it's the combination of the board plus proper insulation that you put between the two boards that actually forms the wall and makes normally a insulation wall that is better than a brick wall.
Interesting. Is this a new product in South Africa?
In terms of the building industry, it is still considered a new product.
Okay.
Although for us, it's been, like I say, 7 years of trying to market and brand the product. But it's around the world, it's been around for probably almost 20 years now. The product itself, magnesium oxide, is a very old product. It's been used in thousands of years ago, and what they discovered was that the Great Wall of China actually holds the mortar that held the wall together had large contents of magnesium oxide in it, and similarly the Chinese, it was the terracotta soldiers or army, as they said, of in China, which is over 2,000 years old, they found that it also contained large quantities of magnesium oxide in the actual statues that they made. So the product is extremely long-lasting, and now what they've done is they've scientifically manufactured in a modern way for modern buildings, and that's why it's a really old material, but it's been developed into a modern product.
Are contractors in South Africa open to using it, or is this something that you need to educate them more about, or are they kind of stuck to using bricks? Is this something that South African contractors only want to use? Because I notice around the world, like in America, these are the kind of products that are being used more and more.
Yeah, very much so. South Africa is very much still in the brick and mortar building industry. So it has been hard work to sort of get that switch. But the light steel frame industry and along with the timber frame industry have kind of been a brilliant introduction for the product to be used with, so it definitely is gaining traction, and I think a lot of builders are now starting to realize the benefits of using a light steel frame structure with the boards as the cladding. It's more environmentally friendly, it's much quicker to build, and has also in the Western Cape, it uses far less water to build. So it's a great water-saving method of building.
Is it cheaper?
Ultimately, it is cheaper because you can end up building about 40% quicker. So you finish your building that much quicker, which saves all that labor cost that would normally be incurred in. If you were going to build over 6 months, this building should take you probably 4 months. So you're saving much more on labor. That's where the real time saving, the labor saving, the cost of labor comes in.
Okay. All right, let's turn to Archie now. Tell us a bit about the installation process and what's safer, what makes it safer, what makes it fireproof?
Yeah, basically it's it's the magnesium oxide and magnesium chloride compound, that the mixture of the two that basically makes it more fire resistant. However, the installation side of things, it's basically similar to this of a fiber cement board, which is your normal installation as a cladding. From the fire side, it's basically in a system where the board has been tested at the SCBS with a board on one side, framing structure, and another board on the other side.
How long does the process take to install it?
The cube that we're currently busy launching, basically, that's from manufacturing process, that will take you plus minus three hours to create the kit. However, the kit will be delivered. The kit itself, you don't need skilled persons to basically install the kit. And the kit will most probably take you 3 to 4 hours to assemble, unskilled.
You mentioned the kit, the cube. Is this square product that you guys are selling?
That's correct.
Just tell us a little bit about the square and how innovative it is and that you can actually assemble it yourself.
Yes, that's correct. Basically, the square is a 2.7 by 2.7 structure. That's about 1.8 meters high. The square will come in kit form of 1.220 by 2.7 packs.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that's getting installed. It's basically like a what do you call it?
Is it a house?
It's a house. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's basically alternative to, for argument's sake, that you can use as a tool shed, as emergency housing should. A location or something, maybe quarter light and it's emergency housing, that goes up in about 3 to 4 hours. And like I said, it's unskilled people that can basically install it.
Could this be used in informal communities since it has fireproof qualities and could it be used to live in informal settlements?
Yeah, Bianca, definitely. I was going to say that the thinking behind developing the square was because we know the boards are totally fireproof, it seemed like the perfect product to try and get introduced into the informal settlements. And what has happened is that as much as we've tried to get it into these places, we just haven't managed. So we decided to design the most cost-effective unit that we could to then sort of put it into the market and see how it would work. And one of the frustrations that we've seen is that the amount of fires that happen in these informal settlements just doesn't seem to stop. Just so you've got some idea of why we think it's so serious, in 2016 there were 863 fires in informal settlements in the Western Cape, 740 in 2017 and 625 in 2018. Now, it sounds like it's getting slowing down slightly, but it's still almost two fires a day in any informal settlement in the Western Cape, and it's just not all of them wipe out the entire settlement, but it's still, every time it happens, it's a disaster to some families. And what happens is they keep rebuilding themselves with a galvanized steel dwelling which doesn't have any fireproof properties. So we've proved with our square it will allow a fire actually to pass right over it or through it without damaging the square.
Have you had any response? Have any of these squares gone up in informal settlements?
We've put up our test model, and we've only just started with the advertising and the marketing of it. So a lot of interest. So we're hoping that through sort of this sort of message and that type of thing, we'll now be able to start rolling out the square. To what we're initially looking at is to probably get into what you would say the backyarders market, where an individual is going to go and be able to buy the square.
Mm.
Our whole aim was to make it as cost effective as possible. So we've really
How
scaled
much does
it cost? Down. The basic square is 7,750 rand.
It's a lot of money. Yeah.
For the
what
size,
does that involve?
That will give you a like Archie said, a 2.7 by 2.7 square dwelling to stay in, which is quite
including a floor and a roof.
It will have a roof, definitely. The door, which is a stable door, and it will have a window. Okay, all of that is out of Magna board, which makes it fireproof.
Right.
Okay. The floor, we've decided we're not going to supply the floor. It's a choice. The customer can either take cement pavers or they might have a slab that they want to mount the square onto. So we've kept that out of it. It's kind of gives them the choice of what they want to mount the square onto.
I'm talking to Dave Lindup, MD of Magna Boards, and Archie Gallant, who is their technical guy. And we're talking about Magna Boards. We're talking also in particular about the square, which is a house, so to speak, similar to a Wendy house.
Yes, that's right.
That you can erect in your backyard. And the beauty about the Magna Boards is that it is totally fireproof. That's what makes it unique. It's non-combustible. It also emits zero smoke emissions when engulfed in fire. Are your boards SABS fire rated?
Yes, the boards themselves are approved by SAN, so we've had them tested. And then we've had firewalls developed so that if you need a 30-minute firewall, we have the test done through SABS, which will show you how to build a 30-minute wall. Similarly, if you want an hour, we've got a similar setup where you put certain types of boards together that will give you a one-hour fire rating. And we go right up to 2.5 hours in that way.
Are these used in hospitals and medical facilities as well, these kind of walls? Is that okay for them to be used in?
Yes. Previously, about a few years ago, the new Lentege Hospital was built. However, the one wing actually caught a light. And that's where MagnaStruck actually got way more publicity when the one wing burned down. So the fire chief actually stepped in and then they checked, and then the roof structure was still intact. Then when they investigated, they discovered that there was actually magnesium oxide Magna board installed in their ceilings.
Mm.
And therefore, the boards also, they're not radioactive. They don't give any VOCs, basically not any of the sort, and that's why it's fit to be used inside hospitals as well.
Okay. We have a question coming in on the WhatsApp line. Hi there. Would I be able to tile on the board as it is, or do I have to prepare the board with something else? That's from Odin in Belleville.
Basically, once you need to tile on top of the board, it's similar to a smooth surface. We will always recommend to use a bonding liquid with it, or as per the normal tiling specialist normally would have done, would be using a key it with the cement base and just rough it up a bit and then tile on top of that.
We mean a bit of sanding?
No, it's basically a mixture which they mix with a latex version with a cement in it.
Oh.
And just prime that onto the board for adhesive properties.
Directly on?
Directly onto
the board. So the board itself doesn't need any sanding or prepping?
No, not at all.
Okay, that's interesting. Here's a question coming in from Mel. Please ask your guests if Magna board is the same as, I'm not sure how to pronounce this, Weedy board or Wed Eye board?
Weedy board? Mm. Unfortunately not. Not unfortunately, it's not a Weedy board. A Weedy board is basically polystyrene with fiber mesh on top of it. However, the board is, Weedy board normally, if I'm correct, spans from or size from about 50 mils and up.
Yeah.
However, the Magna board goes from 3 millimeters or 6 millimeters up until 15.
Oh, quite thick. All right. Does it get dirty easily? Is it something that's easy to maintain, or what is your view on that?
Well, when the board gets used and installed, it does need to be treated as or painted. Okay, so we don't ever advise you to just leave it as is.
Right.
Especially if it's an external wall. So it would be painted with any paint, any normal paint goes on it, and then it's basically the quality of the paint that you've got on the board that decides whether it gets dirty or not.
What's the warranty on Magna boards?
We've got a 10-year warranty.
A 10-year warranty,
yeah.
That's pretty impressive. And how long would you say it would take to build the square? I'm interested to know.
Basically, square from start to finish would take you plus minus 3 to 4 hours.
And have you had a lot of interest in the square?
Not as much yet. However, there's been The phone's been ringing off the hook, though, yes.
Oh, really? Okay, here we have a question. Hi, Bianca. I have a sectional title property. I have had to close up my loft space because my body corporate objected due to fire safety issues. Could I use this board to fireproof my loft?
Yes, definitely. That's the main function of the board.
You can do
it. Yes, you can.
So you can insulate brick walls on the inside.
That's correct, yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
And what is the rainproof and the waterproof like on a metal board?
The board itself is impervious to water, which means the board is unaffected by water. It doesn't swell, won't delaminate, mold and mildew won't grow on it. And it's impervious to water, basically.
How big is the biggest size that you have? Like, if there's this huge wall that needs to be built, will there be seams in between where the joins are?
Yeah, the standard size that because these boards are imported, they come in a size that's efficient to fill the container. So the standard size we bring in is 2.7 meter length,
right,
by 1220 wide.
Okay.
And then from that, you basically make that your steel frame or your timber frame is then designed to have the boards going on almost like a puzzle, if you could imagine.
Like a tongue and groove.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And the boards are joined in the very same way that they use for drywalling inside. Okay, there's a method that we'd explain as how to join the boards so that you don't even see them. Once they're painted, it becomes a solid wall.
Here's a question from a listener on the SMS line. Can your boards be used to line fireplaces?
Yes, we are closely working with fireplace companies as well. However, they do use the board to line out. It depends. You get the barrier to protect your existing wall, and that's where you can use the board as an insulator between your fireplace and your existing walls to protect your wall, basically. However, should you try to neaten off your fireplace, that can also be done. However, the board is not. We don't advise to use the board inside the fireplace itself.
Right. And you cut it down to size, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. Here's another question. Could your boards be used to line the inside of trains and buses to prevent them from burning?
Yes, definitely. That's basically the main function of the board, the fireproofing of it.
Okay. Thank you so much. How can people get hold of you and find out more information?
We're on the website under the www.magnastrut.com. We've got a warehouse in Thornton in Cape Town and another warehouse up in Johannesburg. And we've also recently just got a distribution agreement with AgriMark. So for the more rural customers out there, they can go to their closest AgriMark and they'll be able to get the boards from them as well.
So you mean not just the square, which costs that $7,500.
Yeah.
You can actually build your own structure by getting separate
yes, boards. Yes, definitely. Yeah, certainly the square we will be supplying out of Cape Town initially. We'll be making up the kits and people will come to our warehouse and we'll set them up with, you know, load up the kit for them and they'll take it away.
And do you offer your services if people do need assistance and they can't do it on their own?
One of our plans is to actually train up. And this is where we see informal settlements where we can actually find work for people that are out of work. We can teach them how to put up these kits so that where there's somebody that doesn't have the dad or the father as the handyman, we're looking to find youngsters that we can actually train up to actually go out and offer their services to put up these kits.
So that's a fantastic offer. Can we put that out there with your contact details?
Yeah,
if anyone
certainly
is interested,
yeah,
in perhaps getting involved,
yeah,
if they have some kind of carpentry background or something,
yeah,
like that. Okay, so you can check that out on 021-531-2145 or you can email info@magnastruct.co.za and we'll put the details on the website if you want to find out more. Thank you guys so much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Okay,
thanks
very much.